I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Tuesday, November 28th. The brightening gibbous moon this week will increasingly limit the stargazing we can do, but certainly not completely. In fact, I sometimes find that moonlight helps by subduing the fainter, more numerous stars, leaving the key brighter stars used to form the constellations. This week, though, we can devote some of our sky watching to the bright twilight in the southwest between 4:35 and 4:50. There, just barely the width of your hand above the level horizon, the great ringed giant Saturn slides above and gradually to the right of a tiny spark of light to its lower left, the fleet-footed Mercury. Mercury's location, the nearest to the Sun of all of the planets, means it zips around in just 88 days. From our vantage point, it quickly works up into the skies, but even by this weekend, it will be lost in the Sun's glare. Saturn offers a stark contrast, being the most distant and, accordingly, the slowest of the visible planets. However, that doesn't change its fate. Saturn, too, falls victim to the Sun's glare by this weekend. This contrast in movement plays out later this month. Saturn remains lost to viewing, but Mercury leaps into the morning skies. This sets up another, easier-to-view meeting of these planets next January, as we'll see on Wednesday's Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.